And there it is, 12 o'clock on the dot, Thursday, the 3rd of July, first Thursday of the month. And we're off to a fabulous start with Eamon and Valencia from Tops at Lifestyle bringing in the wine of the week. Good afternoon. See, I can say that officially. It is exactly 25 seconds into the afternoon. And what a lovely start. You've brought in the wine of the week, which this week is a Pinotage. I love Pinotage. South Africans love Pinotage.
Mm. Dave, there's not one of our original varieties that was originally grown in South Africa is Pinotage. But unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that drink it. I think maybe because of going back to the old days where it was very green, very earthy. People didn't like that style of wine. But the winemakers now are making it more accessible, more easier drinking Pinotage. And I think it's a lovely varietal. It's one of our oldest grapes grown here in South Africa.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear you saying not many people historically, because there was a time when it was very popular,
yes,
because it was South African, I think, and we were pretty much cut off from everywhere else in the world, so you drank what was available. So obviously I'm giving away my vintage here. And then clearly, as more and more excitement arrived, the original, which was a bit rough. I mean, Pinotage was tended to be, could be a bit rough.
Well, I suppose it depends on your palate, on what Pinotage was available back then. I know Lanzac was around a long time ago, but it's since changed.
Yeah.
Winemakers now have mastered Pinotage, I would say, under where you got Bayer's Druter out there.
Yeah.
You got quite a few of the other good ones.
Is there still a Bexburg label around?
There is, Dave.
Because Bexburg did some Pinotage back in the day, which is actually very acceptable.
Yeah.
And that's where I developed my fondness, because my dad used to enjoy that, so I used to help him.
Help him through the bottles.
Yeah, you got to help. You help where you can, you know. So this is good. This is a barista, which traditionally would be associated more, I would imagine, with the coffee, the flat white, what is the thing with the barista these days? Is you've got to learn to whip up coffees of every description. Cappuccino has evolved into the macchiato and the flat white and the cordato and the all these things.
So many different things.
And now it's even the barista label has taken on a more sophisticated vintner turn, and we are looking at a range of wines or a label called Barista. Is it a new label?
No, Dave. This has been around for quite a while.
You see what I know.
Yeah.
I'm just dropping the ball every time.
There is another one called a second label that they make, the Barista Black, but much more fuller.
Okay.
It's much more deeper, much more slightly heavier in style, Pinotage, but still accessible, easy drinking.
Okay, so it's harvested at optimum ripeness. I'm talking about the winemaker's notes that are in front of me. The wine is, or the grapes are harvested at optimal ripeness from specific vineyards across the Western Cape. The grapes then undergo fermentation in stainless steel tanks, regular pump overs ensuring perfect extraction. The wine is then aged carefully with selected oak notes. They very carefully use the words aged with oak, not in the barrel, because they're not lying to you. They've just dropped some sticks of wood into the into the tank. Nah, of course it's much more technical than that, but it imparts the oak tannins, and those are generally the vanillas and the mockers. Those are the notes that you extract. So there it is, and it's a wonderful idea.
I think that stainless steel, when it goes into the stainless steel, it just gives it that freshness, it holds that freshness, that juice that's there. It keeps all those flavors there in the juice until it goes into the wood, where it'll extract a few more deeper deeper colors.
So it's exactly like that. It's like that. You're talking, describing an artist working on a palette. It's the winemaker's art now is bringing out the flavors, as you call them, the colors. Absolutely. Adding adding complexity,
texture,
the experience. So why don't we take a taste, because this is ultimately what Wine of the Week is all about. We have a little splash in the studio and we give you an honest, I try my best to give you my honest take on it, and Valencia and Eamon will do the same. And we're having a lovely tasting little tiny glass, so we're not going to cause problems in the traffic. And we definitely don't swallow, isn't that so, Valencia?
Have to swallow. Ooh,
and the
colour.
Nose, so the tasting notes, a burst of ripe mulberry, plum, and I like this one, maraschino cherry.
Cherries.
Oh. Cherry.
And then the nuances of vanilla and mocha on the palate. Well, let's see. Luscious tannins make this an accessible wine ready to be enjoyed. Well, they certainly are there.
They're there. It's very, a lot of fruit. Mm. And we chilled it as well, Dave. Mm. So we chilled it down. So you can still get that little bit of vanilla when you nose it. So it's coming through there, the vanilla and coffee.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. And colour. Mm. It's got a nice, lovely
color. It has a lovely color. Mm.
It has a lovely color to it as well. It's not that real deep red that you'd expect.
It is. My tongue is reacting to it quite sharply. It's going to give me a little bit of a tingle. The tingle. Mm. Mm. Hey, and so
but it's also a little bit smooth.
A little bit smooth. Mm. Or a little bit rough.
Mm. Smooth. Mm. Very smooth. Mm. Nice and smooth. I'd say nice and juicy. It's got a nice, lovely mouthfeel. Those tannins that are there, but they're aggressive.
Not overpowering at all.
Yeah, not aggressive at all.
No. So, a recommended pairing would be, well, with its full fruited flavour, subtle tannins, and hint of coffee. There we go. In Barista Pinotage, you will find a very acceptable pairing with pork belly. Maybe with a brandy snap basket full of gorgonzola and maraschino cherry ice cream. A lovely mix of ideas there. Pork belly, crisp pork belly with beetroot relish and young vegetables. These guys must come from the Cape where there's great restaurants and chefs around that can turn out dishes like that.
That has to be there. Hey,
definitely not from Benoni, I'm telling you. No,
no, I don't think so.
You get a mixed grill from the fireplace roadhouse. No, I'm just joking, of course. It is a lovely pinotage, and as you quite rightly say, a lot more elegant than the original Pinotage varietals used to be, and in terms of drinkability, they suggest it's ready to go now. Would you lay this down at all for a year or two, give it more?
We're drinking 24 at the moment, Dave. Maybe another 2-3 years maybe in the bottle should be still okay.
Yeah.
It is a screw cap, which keep it fresher for longer, as they say, in the bottle once you open it. Chilled, I recommend you chill it. I know there's with pork there, they say there pairs well with pork and that, but basically I think it'll pair with any meat dish.
Yeah.
Depending on your palate. But for anybody that has gone off Pinotage or moved away from it and gone on to different blends, I would recommend that they should go back to drinking Pinotage, because it's more accessible nowadays, that taste-wise, the wines are more structured on the winemakers that are coming through today have a bigger picture, a bigger plan on what they want to do with that Pinotage grape. Uh-huh. And it's not like the way, as I said earlier, not like it was in the olden days, where they can be quite harsh and rough on the palate if you weren't used to it. But the style that they're making it now is so accessible, so easy drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you've described it perfectly, I would say that if there's an opportunity for you listening to this one to have a taste, you might find that this weekend is where you'll be fortunate to encounter the barista Pinotage at Lifestyle, at Tops at Lifestyle with Eamon and Valencia and the team. I presume you're having a tasting this weekend. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, Dave, we'll be tasting on Friday and Saturday.
Very, very good.
Friday and Saturday as are normal times.
And tonight is First Thursday. I thought we might just segue into that. Find out what you're doing tonight, because you're generally very popular on First Thursdays at the Lifestyle Center when you arrive with lots of wine, lots of opportunity to spread the love.
What's happening.
And Valencia has already no doubt been enjoying just a little bit of an early sample. No, I'm joking. Valencia, tell us what you're doing tonight.
Today for First Thursday, we're having Wilderkranz and Lavierge wines, of which there are new wines that we have in our store, but we will be tasting on our First Thursday.
So that's an opportunity not to be missed, folks. First Thursday is a big event at the Lifestyle Center in Paliso. At the studio's precinct, there's food, there's wine, there's art, there's music. It's a lovely grouping of people coming together to just enjoy life the Balito way at the Balito Lifestyle Center, the center of everything nice. It's a silly word, nice, means nothing. It means everything, and yet it means nothing. Well, let me just tell you that the First Thursday is certainly something that you will find acceptable in every sense. And our wine of the week fits into that category, acceptable in every sense, harvested at optimum ripeness from specific vineyards across the Western Cape. Barista Pinotage, it's a lovely 2024. You can taste it on Friday or Saturday, 12 to 2, at the Lifestyle Center, at Tops at Lifestyle, award-winning store. And what sort of price are you going to be charging for this magnificent bottle of wine?
David, expect to be premium, looking at the label, nice checkered color on the top. $104.99.
Oh,
R5.
No.
Yes, R5.
I think you're doing it a disservice. At that price, people might say no. There's something wrong. It's too cheap. So I give you permission to add an extra cent. How about
that? I agree.
Well, that's the thing. We always look for wine which is accessible to the whole of Balito, the whole market.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for the Pinotage that it is at that price, I think it's worth every.
Oh yes, at that price you can buy. You could buy a case. I presume
you could do
six in the box, it's a bargain. It's really, for what you're getting, absolutely great idea, great opportunity to go and
watch the July on Saturday and have a whole case there. And
yes, ready to celebrate or commiserate. Either way, you win.
Yes.
And there it is, folks. Our wine of the week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon and Valencia. We'll be putting this up as a podcast so you can catch up and share the love if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, either First Thursday this evening is where you'll find the team, but not the wine that we're tasting right now. That's going to be on special tasting on Friday and Saturday at the store between 12 and 2. I do suggest you pop along and have a try, because a try before you buy is a great way to make sure that you're not going to be disappointed, and I don't think you will be. Our Tops Wine of the Week this week, the Barista Pinotage 2024. Thanks so much, folks. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave.